24 years ago.
Dude.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound.
You remember the video?
Oh, baby. I'm watching it right now.
This is 24 years ago?
Yeah.
What were you, three?
Yeah, it was four, yeah. 2002, yeah, it was four.
I was 14, and I had this album. 100%. Vanessa Carlton, man. Yeah,
but did she do anything else
was this
but
a
this?
One-hit wonder?
I feel like it was.
This is her biggest hit, but this is the problem that we have with music, as I get into my nerdisms with music, is when you have a multi-platinum billion song... You're not every other song is going to get debunked.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a great point. Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way. Like, you have such a hit.
And then when a movie, your song is so big that it literally makes a movie called White Chicks and Terry Crews does it. Like, that's the other part. So then it's now it's gotten so big on two different platforms. And everyone's like, well, did she do anything else? She didn't have to. And yes, she sang a song called White Houses, which is insanely good.
I know that song, Little White Houses for You and Me. Cougar Mellencamp covered that.
I really hate you sometimes when you do this to people that I enjoy their art, and because it's not John Cougar Mellencamp.
Kiss
it's not an 80s
ass.
Artist who sucks. It's Vanessa Carlton. It's a great, beautiful song. It's called White Houses.
Little White Houses for You and Me. I wish I knew more of her songs. I do. Yeah. Because
you get them confused with John Cougar.
Natalie Imbruglia back in the day was always one that I was in love with as an artist, and as she was beautiful.
She's Australian too.
I know. But she have anything but Torn? I mean, I don't think she did. I mean, I don't recall. I had her album, but.
No, there's always like those one hit wonders in that time frame.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Gin Blossoms. You have.
You think the Gin Blossoms are a one hit wonder?
I mean. Kind of. I mean, I don't know any other song. The one that I know, Chumbawamba.
Yeah, though, that's a definite one-hit wonder.
The Outfield. Okay.
All right. Don't start me on that. Like, I hate that song.
Why?
It's Put a me banger. In, Coach. Oh, not that one.
No, this is Josie's on a Vacation.
Josie's on a Vacation. My bad. Yeah. I was thinking of the stupid baseball song that every place plays. Sounds a lot like the other one.
First time. Can hardly explain Russia blood. You don't need to keep going.
I can get into this.
Yeah,
I can get into this.
Ugh. That's such a 90s vibe.
Very angsty. I like it.
She's awesome, dude. Smash or pass. So we're going to keep doing this until you guys nail it the first time someone calls onto the phone to Mac Morey. So here's the deal. You want to be caller number 5. Mm. You want to say, Mac, I think you're doing a really good job being a really good dude.
Mac's awesome.
And then you got to say exactly what his Max Minute was about that you can find on the Fan 965 on Instagram. It's called Max Minute. You have to say, Mac, I think you're awesome in what you do. And your Max Minute on blank was very informative.
Yes.
So you have to
Came out yesterday. There
and
you go.
You have to do it. And you got to hear this sound. There's that one boomer we piss off with that sound every time. So smash or pass, right? Here we are. Brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks. Now with two locations, 135th at Metcalf and 95th at Knoll. Plus Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So we start off, right? Here we are. Not a chance. Empty all liquids here. Is what this sign says.
There's zero chance.
$100,000. But there is what they call airport jungle juice.
Mm-hmm.
So before you get on your flight and go to your destination, where that is home or vacation, you pour all your liquid out. Booze, coffee, tea, water, energy, Alani, Red Bull, whatever.
Sodas, whatever. Before you go through, they all have that thing where you dump your stuff because you can't take liquids.
Beakley might get confused and dump out the wrong Mountain Dew bottle and there's juice everywhere. So I asked.
Juice all over the place.
$100,000.
Cash, tax-free?
Yes. In a briefcase.
Okay.
To go wherever you're going, home or on your vacation, $100,000. 16-ounce glass.
16
now. I thought you were going to say a sip.
Easy.
I would do it for a sip.
That's a 16-ounce. That's a pint.
Yeah, no chance.
100,000 cash.
No.
And okay.
No, I just don't think I
can. And you've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, I would hold my nose and just slam it and close my eyes.
You better believe it, and then go, "Honey, we got 100K. Let's go have some fun."
Yeah,
easily you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, come on,
I'm doing it.
Well, what's worse, the jungle juice at the airport, right there, right that they have, where everybody's, or the stuff at the end of the bar, you know, where they're dumping the mat in and the rag
into the night courage.
Yeah, I gotta say that's worse.
At least that one you don't have to do a shot of, and it's just juice and beer. It's not like it's like anything else. No one's like.
But isn't it the floor mat, or
no,
is it
the bar mat? That's the one thing everybody gets the.
Oh, you thought it was the floor mat?
Well, like the rubbery floor mat that bartenders have.
No. Okay.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about where they put the drinks up on the to get sold.
Yeah, no, are you talking about on the bar or on the floor?
On the floor.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So bar
drinks are getting spilled and stuff. Okay.
All it is like the Long Islands that you're slop dogging.
Oh yeah.
The whatever, and then beer, and then you just take it and you just. Into a shot glass. Somebody always will do it every night for like $20. You're like,
yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, of course, dude.
$20 for that. Huh?
You're at the end of the night, poor ass college student working at a bar, and you're like, drunk. Hey, we're all going to Sharky's after this. Sounds great. I only have that money. Do that shot, and I'll buy your first three drinks. Sweet.
I'm there.
I'll do a tequila shot, and I will do a beer. I don't need any more drinks for the rest of the night. Thanks, Bobby. Yeah, man, $100,000 for a 16 ounce of all liquids from the airport. Somebody says could be milk from the kids too in there.
What about milk from mom that she put in the bottle? I think you can take formula.
You talking about like a little nipple juice?
But I think you can take formula and milk in as a baby. I'm trying to think back. I think they allowed you to take that. Yeah.
It's the dumb Wednesday sounder that pisses everybody off. Nope, just you. Welcome back.
It's also Thursday.
Yeah.
He's talking about apparently.
Oh, he's talking about the.
Apparently.
He's talking about the.
Our poll
happy
sounder.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, that one's also just you.
Yeah, we love it.
So smash or pass. So I'm seeing these on. I need to know if these are real because I haven't seen them in the wild. Marshmallow Reese's peanut butter cups. Mm.
I need more. Like, where's the marshmallow?
Bottom layer. Peanut butter cup top.
Out.
Okay.
Just.
Because you know how the Oreo one was?
Yeah.
Marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Don't you like fluff and peanut butter?
I do, but I don't. I've been reading a lot about the Reese's family is pissed at the Hershey's family right now. Because
peanut butter and it's chocolate?
No, because they're like not making the Reese's peanut butter cup the way the Reese's family wanted it made and had it made. And so they're fighting with Hershey now. Mm. Like it's some big scandal going on.
Let's go.
My wife is updating me every day on the Hershey Reese's scandal, right?
All right.
And so I don't think I would like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Too sticky, too just like we've got a perfect item in the Reese's peanut butter cup. Why do we keep messing with it?
Have you had the one with caramel in it?
No.
Oh my God.
I tried the one with pretzels, disappointed.
Yeah, sweet and salty. You smashing the marshmallow?
I'm definitely. Because
I went to Hy-Vee yesterday, guys. I went all up and down the aisles. I was like, this is for smash. Nowhere to be found. So then I found another picture. They have Twix. With marshmallow in the bottom.
Yeah, I'll pass on that too. Yeah.
That's a little cleaner, right?
It is a little cleaner. You're right. But yeah.
Because you could almost like Virginia Slim those where you open the corner and you do the light pack and it pops
up. Yeah.
That sounds better to me.
The
more
Twix
crunch.
Mellow?
Yeah. Crunch with the Twix and the mellow. Yeah.
It sounds better than the peanut butter cup, but eh.
Random sports smasher pass, wide receiver with pick 9.
Sure.
Smash?
Yeah.
I'll smash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go in position. Yeah. You're going to need one.
Yeah,
we don't have any.
Okay.
No, we don't have any.
Smash or pass, Jeremiah Love over getting Travis Etienne.
No, I'll pass that one.
I've been growing on Jeremiah the last week because it's becoming more of a possibility, so I'm getting myself prepared, but I will pass on that. Okay. I will pass.
I was watching Guy Fieri last night. So you know his big kryptonite, right?
Eggs.
Just in general, kryptonite as
doesn't
in,
eat
like,
eggs.
If he goes and gets ramen, they'll leave the hard-boiled egg out.
Oh,
so I saw this place the other night, and they were making a pizza, and I don't know what the toppings were. It wasn't like pepperoni. It was like I want to say it was almost like a Neapolitan, and they put an over-easy egg in the middle and then went to cut it, and he's like, don't break the egg, don't break. And they broke the egg, and he's like, oh, gosh. And you could tell he wouldn't eat it. Would you eat a pizza with an over-easy egg on them in like the middle of it? It's like a thing, I guess.
I've never heard of that.
It's like I don't know what culture it comes from, but apparently it's a thing.
Probably Italian, I would say. But I would Yeah, I would try it. I think, yeah, I think I would.
It's my favorite kind of egg, and I love pizza. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Okay.
Not you?
I just feel like the middle of the pizza is going to be sogged.
But hang on. Did they cook the pizza and then cook the egg separately and put it on top?
No, no, no. So like basically they basically cooked the pizza, and then he pulled it out of the brick oven and then took the egg and put it on top and then put it back in that oven.
Okay, so they did cook the pizza, yeah, though, before. Yeah. Okay.
And then they brought the pizza back out like in 30 seconds because it's like a 700-degree oven. And I'm like, that's my egg as well. Like, and that bleeds into my hash browns at Waffle House and everything just becomes a soup.
Smash.
Then I'm into it. But like on a pizza, then I'm just dipping my crust in the middle. But
with the pizza sauce.
Because at Grinders, they have a pepperoni pizza with chili cheese tots in the middle of the pizza.
Yeah, that's much. That's a bit much.
Julio
yeah.
Sanchez did it one night and then came and did after hours with me as producer. He's like, dude, I'm not going to be proactive tonight because I'm in the bathroom. And I was like, all right.
Fair enough.
Chili cheese tots on your pizza. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, the egg is like,
it's interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it'll be a pizza and they'll put like arugula on it and then they'll put the egg right in the middle.
Never saw a pizza with an egg on it before.
That's it. Caller number 5. Got to tell Mac that he's great. You got to tell him exactly that you liked his Max Minute on blank. And you've got a chance at a $50 Booth Creek Wagyu gift card. And that is Smash Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks. With now with 2 locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th at Metcalf. Also Shawnee Mission Ford. On a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Coming up next, it's ESPN's own Nate Taylor. He'll join us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.